Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The blood that gives us strength will never, ever, ever, ever lose its power. Amen. And we're so glad. Aren't we so glad? Amen, Jesus. The blood that covers, the blood that redeems. Amen. The blood that continues and continues. Amen. To wash us and make us clean. Amen. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you for coming out to join us tonight. Amen, Jesus. We do thank God. Amen. For, amen, his love. We thank him tonight for his compassion. We thank the Lord tonight for his long suffering, for his long suffering towards us. Amen. I give God thanks. I give God praise tonight. Amen. Thanking him for, amen, his loving kindness, again, for his tender mercies. We just give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. For truly, had it not been the Lord on our side, had it not been the Lord on our side, people of God, we would be consumed. Amen. We would have been consumed by the enemy. Amen. But we give God thanks, amen, Jesus, that we are on the winning side. We thank God today, amen, Jesus, that he saved us. Glory to God. He saved us from a burning hell. He saved us from our sin. Amen. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. We give him honor. We give him glory on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight. We want to say welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. welcome, people of God. We welcome you, amen, from wherever you are listening from. Amen. We just want to thank God for you. Amen. We just bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus. As we understand, we have, glory to God, new countries that have joined us. Amen. Just to mention a few. Amen. We have now South Korea, Vietnam, Pakistan, South Africa, Ghana, Hungary. Amen, Jesus. Barbados, glory to God. Germany, amen, Jesus. Antigua, amen, Jesus. A couple of those may have already been in our listing. Amen. But we thank God for the new countries that as of December. We just thank God, people of God, because truly the Lord is doing this work, and he is expanding our borders. He's expanding our borders. He just keeps expanding. Amen. And we're just so grateful, people of God, because we know that it's the Lord's doing, and it's truly marvelous in our eyes. It is indeed marvelous in our eyes. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen. We glorify him. We magnify him for all that he's doing. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm just excited in this hour. Amen. So excited. People of God, listen, as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Invite someone else to come on in to the platform. Amen. With you. Amen. To the PNN platform. Invite them to come on in. Amen. As we always say, go to one of those group messages. Amen. You know how we get all those group messages. Amen. Some family messages, some work message, group messages. Go to one of those group messages and tell them, come and enjoy PNN with me. Come on over and enjoy the PNN with me. And then just drop that number in there. It don't take a whole lot. Drop that number in there, 339-209-6891. Again, 339-209-6891. Amen. Go ahead and drop that number in there. Amen, Jesus, so they can just click on it. Amen. They don't even have to look for it. Just click on it. Amen. Glory to God, and come on into the PNN. Don't even have to put a code in there. Yeah. Just click on it and come on in. Amen. We thank God on tonight for, again, all of our listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those that are listening in other countries. We thank God for you. We thank God for your comments, your kind comments about the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you for letting us know how much you are indeed blessed. And we thank God for you. It's just the Lord's doing. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, he set it up, and he set it up just right. And here we are, people of God, we're just endeavor. Amen. We're endeavoring to keep the work of ministry going. And we thank the Lord tonight for those that are standing with us, keeping this, amen, ministry moving forth. We just give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, for all of our advisors, people of God, because truly we could not do this of our own, amen. But we thank God for these men and women of God that stand with us, amen, Jesus. Thanking the Lord, amen, for Evangelist Bond, amen, one of our co-hosts, for Minister Emmanuel, amen, our co-host. Amen. Thanking God for them. Amen. Always standing in the gap, always willing, always available. Amen. Not just to co-host, amen, but to as well to deliver the word of God. We give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Amen. For Evangelist Stamper. Amen. For Minister Ollie. Amen. We give God praise. Amen. For these women of God, praying women of God. Amen. All of these advisors from different ministries, but they avail themselves in the work of the Lord to keep this work going. Amen. We thank God tonight for Evangelist Jones. Amen, Jesus. We thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God for Sister Robin. We thank God tonight, amen, for Sister Chelsea. And we thank the Lord tonight for our celestial intercessor. Amen, Jesus. Giving God thanks on tonight. Amen. For Prophetess. Glory to God. We're thanking the Lord amen, for her on tonight, amen. I tell you, the woman of God, mighty, 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 amen. Mighty woman of God who really had the heart of this ministry, amen, in her heart, amen. Prophetess Everett, we just give God thanks. We just give God praise for her. And just thanking the Lord for all of our advisors, amen. Thanking the Lord for each and every one of them on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, the Lord is truly, truly, truly doing a work in each and every one of us. Amen. And as we can all say, it really is the Lord's doing. Amen. He's taken so many of us from points that we were, places that we were. Amen. As the song said, picked us up, turned us around, placed our feet on solid ground. Amen. Glory to God. Set us off, amen, walking in the newness of life. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, amen, just chartered steps, ordered steps by the Lord. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Thank God for, amen, so many of you. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Just your prayers, your concerns, your input. We just thank God for you. Amen. All of our prayer warriors, again, thanking the Lord for them. Amen. God is truly doing a work in the midst of us. And just listening at you, people of God, talking to you, amen, several of you, we give God thanks. We give God praise, hearing what the Lord is doing in your lives. And we just bless the Lord. We just thank him, amen, again, because it is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come, invite someone to come on and be on the line with you on tonight. Invite them to come and be blessed on tonight. Come. All we can do is ask them. Amen. Glory to God. Just ask them. But if we don't ask them, they'll never know. Amen. Glory to God. So we just want to ask somebody, invite somebody to come to the line. Amen. While you're doing that, we just want to thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. All of the leaders in the body of Christ. Amen. Thanking God for them. Amen. As they lead, glory to God, as they follow, we follow as they follow Christ. As they follow Christ, amen. Feeding the flock. Amen. Feeding the flock. Amen. Being thou an example in the earth. So we thank God for all of them on tonight. We thank God. I want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Amen. Jesus, our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. And thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle. Amen. Jesus, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For, glory to God, my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thanking God tonight, amen, for, again, each and every one of you. God bless you on tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your dedication to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Glory be to God. We are, again, excited for all that the Lord is doing. Amen. In this time and in this hour. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for the various platforms, amen, that the Lord has set. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. I tell you, people of God, it's not just a prayer line. Amen, Jesus. But listen, the Lord has this line, and he does with it as he will. Amen. Glory to God. So many different variations and from night to night, glory to God, and from program to program. But we just give God thanks and we give God praise because he knows what his plan is for this line. He knows his plan for his people. He knows what he wants to get across to his people. Amen. Glory to God. And we, people of God, we're just following. We're just obeying orders. And we thank the Lord tonight as you're continuing to come in, all of our listeners, whether you're listening by radio or whether you're listening by Facebook, amen, we thank God for you by podcast, amen. Or if you just dialed in, amen, we thank God for you on tonight, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in. Amen, Jesus. We're still trying to see how we can get international connection into other countries. Amen. So we just want you to know that we're working on it. Amen, that we can get, amen, that connection, that stable connection for you. Amen, in other countries. So don't, just know we haven't forgotten about you, and know that we've heard you. Know that we are working on it. Amen. God bless you on tonight, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We're excited. Amen, Jesus. Okay. Some can't come over on tonight. Amen. We just got a message. Glory be to God. Amen. Let's get the other number for you on tonight. Sometimes conference calls, sometimes they will change their workaround number. Amen. And then that happens. We have to give another number. Amen. Glory be to God. And it looks like they may have changed their number. Amen, Jesus. We want to ask Minister Emmanuel if your workaround number worked. Amen. If you could step to the platform and let us know. Amen, Jesus, the workaround number. Let's see here. Let's see. Let's get it for you.
Yes, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
Amen. Yes, the other workaround number is 223. Well, I'm going to read the whole number. The workaround, other workaround number I have is 1-2-2-3-3-0-8-3-0-1-8. And that would take you directly into the broadcast.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so that is 1-2-2-3. Say it again.
Yes. 1-2-2-3-3-0-8-3-0-1-8.
Okay. Did everybody get that?
And I'm gonna forward it to you once again so you can repeat it.
Okay, if you could.
All right, I just forward it to you once again.
Okay. Okay, people of God, let's repeat that again for if you're getting text messages for those who cannot get in on the 339 number, you can have them to dial 1-3-3-0-8-3-0-1-8.
Yes, and that will take you directly into the program.
And that'll bring you directly in. So if you can try, if you can try to have them do that, that would be great. And I want to repeat it one more time for those that are not able to get in. That number is 1-223-308-3018. Amen. Glory to God. And I believe it's working. We're seeing those numbers. Amen. Looks like people are coming on in now. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There we go. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. All righty. Perfect. I might need to drop that out on. On the web as well, for those that are not able to get in. And I just want to repeat it one more time. We do see our numbers coming up now. Okay, one more time. for those that are not able to get in on the 339 number, you can give this number, and the number is 1-223-308-3018. Amen. For those that can't get in on the 339, try that. We're not sure if that number works internationally or not, but we can certainly try. Amen. We can certainly try. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just received that text message. Amen. That people were not able to get in. Amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. We do bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Just want to check to see. Okay, they got it. Perfect. Amen. So we just want to thank the Lord tonight. Amen. See, teamwork. It takes teamwork, people of God. Teamwork. Every joint supplying. Amen. Glory to God. But we certainly do give God thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we will be hosting Ollie's Hour. Amen. With our PNN advisor, Minister Ollie Booker. It's been some time, amen, since we've had our Ollie's Hour. Amen. But we thank God tonight, amen, for Ollie's Hour. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank him. We thank him. We bless him. Amen, Jesus. We're not going to hold you long. But, amen, Jesus, we just want to tonight, amen, have a word of prayer to sanctify the line. Amen. And then we're going to turn it over, amen, to the woman of God. Amen.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. We want you to bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God as our callers are continuing to come in. Amen. Listen, we just want to say if you have social media, amen, if you could go ahead and put that number out online, let people know if you're having problems getting in on the PNN, try this number. Amen. Just drop that out there. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Amen. As we prepare to sanctify the line on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We're thanking you on tonight for your grace, for you've been good to us. We thank you for all of your goodness. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for had it not been you on our sides, we don't know where we would be. But, Father, we thank you on tonight for your tender mercies and your loving kindness. We thank you tonight, oh God, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Glory, hallelujah, for your great love, for you came and you died that we might have life. And, Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah for your blood, your shed blood of Calvary. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for redeeming us. Glory to God from the hand and the clutches of the enemy. And for this, we come to say thank you. We come to say on tonight, oh God, that we appreciate you. We thank you on tonight. We're coming on tonight with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts. Glory to God. We're coming on tonight with a praise in our heart, with a praise on our lips on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight from nation to nation. We're coming, glory to God, from country to country. We're coming on tonight from city to city, state to state, village to village. Father, we come on tonight. Glory to God. For you know each and every one of us, oh God, for tonight, glory to God, we're coming, glory amata. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, with humbled hearts. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight to look upon us. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to forgive us of sin. Forgive us on tonight of all of our iniquities. Forgive us on tonight, oh God, for even unconfessed sin. Forgive us on tonight, glory to God, for that secret sin, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you will look upon us tonight. We're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us in the precious name name of Jesus, we're asking you on tonight to create in us a clean heart. Father, renew a right spirit within us. In the precious name of Jesus, cause us, oh God, let us not walk, oh God, in the deception on tonight. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to cleanse us and purify us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you, glory to God, that you will have your way. Have your way on this line tonight. Have your way, glory to God, every hearer on tonight. Father, for you know us. Oh, God, even the very hairs of our head. Father, you know us on tonight. And we're asking you on tonight, oh, God, that you would have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon each and every one of us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, on this night, Father, we're asking that you would speak to us. Speak to our hearts on tonight. We're asking you tonight, oh, God, that you would deliver us. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, deliver us on tonight. Father, let us not leave this line the way that we came, Father, but do a work in us on tonight. Give, oh God, your word on tonight, your word that cleanses, your word that purifies, your word on tonight, oh God, that sets the course of the direction in our lives. Father, we're asking you to do it on tonight. We're asking you on tonight, glory be to God, Father, to meet every need. Glory be to God. We're asking you on this night, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you heal tonight. We're asking that you deliver tonight. We're asking this night, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Make known your ways unto us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on today. Oh, glory be to God. We're asking you, Father, we almost say, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, you ask, almost higher. Glory to God. We're asking you on tonight, oh God, to cause your perfect and your divine will to be done in our lives. Your perfect and your divine will, cause it to be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, on tonight, we're asking that you would strengthen the hearts. We're asking that you would strengthen the bodies of your people in the name of Jesus. On tonight, oh God, cause there to be lifting. On tonight, oh God, cause the great salvation, oh God, to go through the airways in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your people to know. Cause your people to understand. Cause your people to feel the drawing of your love in that precious name, Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your sent word. Glory to God. Thank you for your sent word, oh God, that comes to deliver, that comes to set free your people. And Father, we bless you on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, again for meeting every need. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for the desires of your people. For you know what we have need of before we even ask. And Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for meeting every need. Thank you, higher. Glory to God. Thank you for every blessing. Thank you for every miracle on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight, and we receive it by faith. Father, we bless you. We honor. We glorify you on tonight. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, but we know that you're yet in control. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for opening our eyes. Thank you for opening our ears, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Let us not walk in darkness. Let us not walk in darkness, oh God, but open unto us, glory to God, that we might see, that we might understand in thy precious name, Jesus. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Father, now bless your speaker tonight. Bless your speaker tonight. Bless the woman of God. Bless on tonight. Bless on tonight. Glory to God. Cause your wisdom, cause your knowledge, oh God, to go throughout this line in the precious name of Jesus. Let your word work on tonight. Cause your word to work on tonight to do, Father, that you set it out to do. And Father, we thank you tonight, and we do declare and we do decree it shall not return unto you void. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you this night. Thank you for your choice anointing resting upon your servant. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for your glory. Thank you. Ha-ya-ya-ya-ya. Oh, God, thank you for your presence, for in your presence is fullness of joy. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. Father, we say, have your way in the midst of us. Have your way. Do what you will.
And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind his every work, his every intention. We bind on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We honor you for these things. In that precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Again, people of God, we bless him. Amen. For all that he's done, all that he's about to do. Amen. We glorify the Lord. Amen. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, again, as we've already stated, amen, we thank the Lord for the several different platforms, amen, that he has entrusted us with. Amen. We thank him. Amen. And tonight is a night of interaction. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It's our olive hour. Amen. It's that time, amen, that, amen, his servant, amen, the woman of God, she sits and she talks. She gives jewels, amen. She just put those jewels out there, amen, jewels for us to chew on, jewels for us to consider, amen, jewels for us to look at, amen. Glory to God, that even as it comes forth, amen, it causes you to think a different way. It may cause you to, I never thought about it like that, amen, because the word is coming with wisdom, amen. It's coming with wisdom. So it's a different platform. Yes, it's a different platform. Amen. Glory to God. It's not a preach word. Amen. But it's a teach word. It's an interactive word. Amen. And glory to God, we may even consider, amen, just opening the line. Amen. Just considering, amen, how much noise control we have. Amen. We may just open the line. Amen, Jesus, so that you can talk back to it. We want you to talk back. We want you to, amen, as the Lord, amen, sheds something on you, as the Lord sheds light on you, amen, glory to God, we want you to just come forth, amen. It's a night of interactiveness, amen, glory to God. You know, no one person has all the answers, amen, Jesus, but this is a night of audience participation, amen. We don't want you to be shy, amen, glory to God, amen. You may even consider it like a Bible study. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. It's just that, amen, wisdom, amen, glory to God, from the daughter of Zion on tonight, amen. But we're going to open the line, amen, Jesus, and glory to God. We certainly, if there is noise in the background, amen, we will mute your line, but we want you to interact, amen. We want you to give your input. We want you to give your thought. Amen. As the Lord sheds light upon what's being said, we want you to share. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to open the line. Glory be to God. And people of God, tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Tonight. Amen. Again, glory to God. It's an interactive. Amen. We salute. Audience participation, amen. So again, if the Lord, amen, sheds light upon what's being shared with you, amen, if she's asking, amen, a high of the Lord, amen, is directing her to come, amen, Jesus, we want to receive, amen. And it's a precious time. Again, like we said, it's audience participation, amen. So we want you to definitely share as you're enlightened. And tonight, people of God, amen, we want you to receive, amen, Jesus, one of our PNN advisors, amen, stated. It's been a little minute, amen, since she's come. She's been busy. She's been on the field, amen. She has truly been on the field ministering, amen, in ways that you really know not, amen. But we thank God for her strength. Thank God, amen, and he has brought her back to the platform. Glory to God, people of God, by way of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. This woman of God is in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. She's connected, amen, to several different ministries. Amen, Jesus, we'll let her, Amen, Jesus. Roll those out to us. And people of God, tonight we want you to receive God's messenger, amen, for this hour. We want you to receive none other than PNN advisor, Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I do honor the Lord tonight, and I am indeed grateful unto the Lord for all of his many blessings that he has shared upon us on this day, on this day of the Lord. And I am grateful to God for the
unmuted
Minister Annette Bradley. I bless the Lord for her. I bless the Lord for all, every gang of pastors and teachers and helps, the body of Christ as in whole. I bless God for all of the first ladies. I thank God for each and every last one of them. So if I don't get the name, I am including all. All mean all. All, everyone that God has called, chosen, and ordained. And your pastors, your bishops, your apostles, your prophets, to all of your ministers, I bless the name of the Lord tonight. I thank and I praise God for each ministry that have had in my life, each and every last one of them. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for each and every last one of them. My pastors have S.D. James, Prophet S.D. James, Bishop S.D. James, the late. I thank God for the co-pastor, Sarah Heatherton, when she was active. I thank God for each of them. I thank God for each one that has gone on, that has been active, that was active in my life. But the word of God that they left behind is still active. I thank God for them. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. And I am grateful to my children, all my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I thank God for allowing me just to be here one more time, that the Lord has truly blessed us to come together. And to all the advisors, God bless you. God bless you. Those four in here, God bless you. God bless you. And tonight, Minister Bradley said what I was going to say. If it possible, and the noise can be little. So I wanted us to interact tonight. I want us to be able to communicate. I'm not going to do it just as a thing that we come together and we can sit down and do real talk, straight up talk. And I'm grateful to God for the platform. Real talk. Time, there's a lot of talk. But sometimes people are afraid to do the real talk. Because 9 times out of 10, afraid of the real talk, we may get hurt, or the real talk that I'm thinking I'm having with a buddy or a friend or a sister or in the Lord or a pastor in the Lord or a bishop. And then we hear it again. And you think that when you're having real talk and it's personal, that person would take you and your issue to the Lord in prayer and supplication. And that person would be very, very careful with the information that had been downloaded in their heart, because you feel that you can trust that person or believe that person would not do anything to harm you. And you know you're not wrong. When you're rooted and you're grounded in God, that person would think, if it was me and I told someone this, how would I want to be treated? Decision when you consider, if it was me, if it was me. All we got to do sometimes is ask a question, if it was me, how would I want to be treated? And we'll come up with a real answer, even if the person is wrong. Uh-huh. So that's right. We have never been wrong. Not before, but even after that we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. But we continue to grow, not intentionally to do anything wrong. Not intentional. But I thank God that he always, always make a way of an escape. Tonight. If God would permit me and allow me to do so, the topic is about grace and mercy. Glory. About grace. Look at grace. See grace standing over there. And now I need you to see mercy standing on the other side. And I need you to see love smack dab in the middle. Do you see it? Can you see grace? I see grace. Can you see mercy? I see mercy. I can see love, and I can see peace. Why? I'm glad you asked the question. Because I'm looking at that the mercy of God, oh, glory, thank you, God's mercy that he's shown to me. Mm-hmm. That he showed me great mercy. Great mercy. And I could see God's mercy. I thank God for his mercy. I'm so thankful for mercy, aren't you? I can see mercy. Well, I deserve judgment. But mercy suited my case. Uh-huh. Thank God for that. And I can see the grace of God. Thank God. Oh, bless his name for his grace. His grace. God's grace is amazing to me. Amazing grace. Oh, how sweet that sound. That saved, oh, wretch, she like me. Mm-hmm. You know what? I was so lost. Oh, but right now, I thank God I'm found. I thank God for his grace. God's grace. I was so blind. But right now I can see. For it's my God's grace. It's amazing grace that saves a wretch just like me. It's amazing grace that it saved a wretch just like me. See, that song means a lot to me because it's amazing grace. Now let's get right into it. Time is drawing now. I want you to turn to Psalms 86 to 15. This David talking now. This David talking. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. David said, but you, O Lord. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
I want
you to turn and help me tonight. Psalms 86 and 15. David said, but thou, O Lord. Mm-hmm. But thou, O Lord, but you, O Lord, mm-hmm, art a God full of compassion.
Yes.
Long,
mm-hmm,
and plenteous in mercy and truth. He said, oh, turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Now, David said, give thy strength unto thy servant and save the son of thy handmaid. What David asking God tonight. We have been in David's place where we needed God's mercy, right? Right? Sometimes we get in a situation and we need God's mercy. We need God's mercy. We need God's grace. We need the grace of God. We need the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
The grace of God. The grace of God suits my case, too. We need the mercy of God. God's mercy. Abounded in mercy and truth. Because sometimes God don't give us according to the wrong that we done, right? And sometimes humans don't either. Not according to what we think we deserve, but mercy. Mercy suits the case. You hear people say, Lord, have mercy, when they don't know nothing else to say. They say, Lord, have mercy. I used to hear the elders say, Lord, they'll throw their hands up. They'll throw their hands up. What they doing, they surrender.
Mm-hmm.
You see them? Say, Lord, have mercy. And sometimes they get news. Sometimes they get some news, and the news is so devastating, they just throw their hands up. Say, Lord, have mercy. It could be news in someone's family, their family, or whatever the news may be. They'll throw their hands up and just say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. And so tonight, Psalms 89 and 14. Now, if you have something you would like to say, you're welcome. Righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And justice are the foundation of your throne. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Well, I'm going to read from another. So justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne.
I know mercy, you're right.
Shall go before thy face. Now righteous and mercy, righteous and truth are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Righteousness, listen. Righteousness and justice. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. Mercy and truth go before his face. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? I am. I'm so thankful that God loves us so much, that he cares so much about us and his creation. And when he decided to make man in his image and created in his likeness, and he decided to breathe in his nostril that he may become a living soul, and he looked at everything, had someone to pray with, even if the creatures of the sea, everything had a mate and someone to pray with. And God needed someone to praise him. God wanted someone to look like him. And God wanted someone that can glorify him. And so he decided to make the man, first man called Adam. Mm-hmm. And then he breathed in Adam's nostrils, and Adam became that living soul. And then when the enemy, God gave Eve to Adam, And then Eve wander off, and then let the serpent entice her. And the enemy thought, hey, sometimes the enemy thinks that he got us trapped. But I thank God for mercy. And God already knew the plan. You know, he already knew what was up. He already knew. He know the end before it begins. He know. He understood the enemy. He understood. Mm-hmm. That's why he gave instruction out of everything in this garden. Do not tamper with that tree that has the knowledge of good and evil. An apple never made you sick. If you got some, you don't want to give them to me. And I love them. They've never done me no harm. I love them. The tree that has the knowledge of good and evil. Don't you have the knowledge of good and evil? How do you see me? And he asked the man of God, he said, there's trees. Then he told him, look again. I said, that's me. And he's talking about God's mercy tonight. God's mercy. If God give you something, you're welcome to come in. You can tell me. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And see, and that God made in a way of an escape. When the enemy thought he had it. Thought that he had got him. No, you won't surely die. You'll be as God. Small G. As God. What he's telling you, gonna be able to have the knowledge of good and evil. You're just like he got it. But he wouldn't tell us all the detail. When you get too inquisitive, you want to know a little bit too much, and you're not ready for the information that you do get. You can't handle that information. Oh, I want a revelation. I want a this and I want that. But you can't handle it. Not ready for it. Hey! That's why I said some of us should be eating some meat. I'm still preserving and keeping you and sustaining you. Even at this age and time. Well, I'm telling you right now, we're going to have to get up, put up real quick, and grow up fast, because we're going to need some meat for the journey. I'm here to tell you, sure it's gone. People go, we're going to need some meat for the journey. Oh, I'm grateful and I'm thankful for the words that we have heard. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for the foundation, because the foundation's been laid. Yes, sir. It's been laid, truly. It's been laid. But I got to get rid of that 8 ounce glass of milk. I got to get some meat. Time I get hurt, I'm chewing this meat. I cannot want to run away. Hey, because what's to come? It's gonna take some meat eaters. It's gonna take some meat eaters, and you can't stay in your diapers long. Hey. Not for what to come. We won't be able to stay in your diapers long. We're going to have to grow up quick. I'm grateful for the milk and the juice, but we're going to have to get us some meat and put on our bones, spiritual bones. Because what's to come? What's to come? What's to come? What make him ready? You see, every day the signs is in the land. It's in the land. It's in the land. All over the world. The signs is in the land. It's in the land about Jesus coming. He's coming. And you notice, I've been here going on 70-some years going on. I never seen where so many men and women of God is going out so fast. You better watch the sign. Watch when the word start getting up out of you. Glory. Yes, sir, I feel you now. Watch when the word. Those that have been rooted and grounded in the earth for years. Those have stood firm on what the words, what thus saith the Lord. Those that would not give in, didn't matter what no one else say or how no one else wanted to do it, they stood firm and taught taught the word of God, not only taught it, they stood firm and they lived it before you. They was your example in the earth. They stayed there on what the word said.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't try to change it. They lived by what the word said. Did I say they was perfect? No, I did not. But they were perfect within the call that they was called to. The work that was tied to the hand. Notice now how the word, those that feet was planted in the earth and established, being rooted up, being possible. Watch, oh, watch that now. Watch it very carefully. Very carefully. Because he's coming. He's coming. But he can't come until the prophet gets out of here. So, oh, God got no. God got more work to do in the earth. Yes, to do. Don't get nervous. Don't get scared. God got more work to do in the earth. Got great work to do in the earth. But we got to be watchful for the time in which we live. I'm talking about mercy. I'm talking about grace. Anyone got anything to say? Okay, then. Anyone got anything that they want to talk about? Real talk. I'm talking real talk. And we stay here too much. We hide. Pardon me, I'm sorry.
Good evening. I would like to say something, please.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. As I'm listening to you and the topic of grace tonight, and you're talking also about the coming of Jesus Christ, what I realize that is the day of grace is closed for so many people in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, a lot of people are not taking heed or even realize that grace has been closed because God was begging and pleading like in the days of Noah for so many years. And so many people still take advantage of that grace because they feel like they have time. And the spirit of death, that angel has been released across the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still not realizing that it's time to get it right. It's time to focus on God and God alone. And so I'm not even talking about the sinner, bless his name. I'm talking about church people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about things of God that is blinded to the times and the season that we're now living in, and the day when we used to take advantage of the grace of God, we have no more time to do that because now we're in the age of his kingdom being established in the earth.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
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 Did y'all hear what she said? His kingdom is being established in the earth. And this word is not to the world. It's to the body.
Amen.
It's to the body.
Uh-huh.
And some, yes, like we take advantage of each other's mercy. And sometimes we take advantage of God's mercy. And see, that's why, then when God gets back, everyone's going to feel the wrath.
Mm-hmm.
You get, uh-huh. And let's see what Lamentations say. 3:22-23. Through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed.
And we are
not consumed. But it does not mean. Now he's giving us time and a season. There's a time and season for all things on the in the earth, on the heaven. There's a time and season. Times and seasons change. And then now you can't tell one season from the other because it's January. And you can still walk around in some parts of the day with short sleeves. Short sleeves, people. Short sleeves on. Some with shorts on. And that I got some burden on plants right now. So we got to be watchful. We got to be watchful because thy kingdom has come. So God established kingdom in the earth. Where is he? What kingdom is? In men. It's with men. Because his compassion, it don't fail. Fail is not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Anyone got anything to say? Micah 7:18-19. Who is a God like you? Question. Who is a God like you? Pardon iniquity and passing over the transgressor. Now, of the remnant of his heritage, there's a remnant in this earth. That is a remnant that God got in this earth. Whatever come up on the face of this earth, there is a remnant that we be in it. I just pray that we be in it. You know, like your parents tell you. Now, son, I've been telling you that over and over and over. Sometimes wives have to tell husband things over and over and over. Sometimes husband have to tell wife things over and over and over. And you think they get it when you tell them a couple of times when baby start. Sometimes you got to tell babies now before they start crawling. Don't do that. Don't touch that. And say it in a voice that they know that you mean what you say. Because when you say don't, they'll kind of. And they'll look at you, and they'll know they're doing the wrong thing. Said, no, don't. And my little great-granddaughter, she would look out the corner of her eyes and let me know she understands. So she thinking that she going to continue to ride on that grace. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we think we're going to continue to ride on grace. Then when God anger kindle. Or when that person anger kinder, then we see another side. Oh, you didn't know. Yeah, every last one of us on this line got another side. Trust me. Uh-huh. Then when you see the other side, I still go with the God of love. He is, still is. But he also a God of chastisement.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, they chastise the children. Or grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, people in the body of Christ. Why? Not just to be mean now. I'm being honest with you. There are some mean people. Lord knows in heaven, I'm telling the truth to you. Mean. No one should be mean to you just to be mean to you. I believe in my heart, and I would rather believe in my heart. Well, it used to be a day and a time. Let's put it that way. That you could trust your children not in the next door neighbor, or you could trust your children to go home with their friend. But now you can't let your children be loose because too much is happening in the earth, and because of the death angel is in the earth and hatred. In the earth, and bitterness, and jealousy, and envy, iniquity waxing worse in the earth, that mm-hmm. you got to really keep a close eye on your children, and we have to give our children the wisdom and knowledge of God, and teach them how to start praying so they can kind of get a feeling when something's not quite right. And if they're in a position that's, I don't feel right about this tonight. I was going to go out with my friend, but I always changed my mind. I just don't feel quite right. Hey, man, you ready? Hey, I decided not to go. My mommy got something for me to do. Well, he just lied. Yes. Mommy do have something for him to do. And best thing to mama, what you got for me to do? Give them assignment to come to answer. Mama, what you got? That's so they won't be dying. But they got a feeling. It came from the gut, from the spirit, that this is not a good night to go anywhere. I don't know if that mercy or that grace going to be there. All I know, I got a feeling, and I just can't shake it.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to sense something. Talk about the church. We should be able to sense something unless we're really blind. Something is in the earth being made. It's taking form like we've never seen before. I didn't say other people have not seen or have not been or have not encountered certain things. But for this people, we should be able to sense something is going on. And we got to prepare our young people.
Mm-hmm.
We got to prepare them for what's to come. We got to prepare them what's going on in the earth. And we got to prepare them not to trust. You know, David told Gad, and Gad was letting David know about the punishment, the judgment he could give him. David told him, just put me in the hand of God. David knew he stood a better chance of being in God's hand than in a human's hand. I think I stand a better chance being sold in God's hand than to be left in the hands of humans. That's what's going on now on the earth. It's a dang thing if you fall in the hand of an angel, angry God. But God's anger don't kindle long.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our anger lasts for years. Watch this son. Mm-hmm. Full of the Holy Ghost. But I baptize. The same like an angel. And he can lay hands on the sick and they do recover. But then he said, Ollie, I can talk about me. I still got some word against you. You all that by my power, my spirit. First love. Where the love at? Where the compassion at? All that. Because this thing not going to be done by your works. Because your works can burn up. But you yourself can be saved. God is interested in the saving of the soul of mankind. My interest in mankind to be saved. My family to be saved. My friends to be saved. The body of Christ to be saved. The lost to be saved. Jesus came. Jesus died for the lost souls. Jesus died, and we just stay among ourselves. We cannot help one another. We cannot help no one else because some of us don't go out from among nowhere but where we grew up. I grew up at this church. I've been at this church. Don't go tell your pastor I said something wrong with being at that church. I didn't say that now. But give him my number and let him call mm-hmm. me. Don't go tell him. I've been there for my child up, my mama here, my daddy was here, grandmama, and we won't go no further. We will not expand our borders to even know what great things God can do in you.
Mm.
Because you don't want to leave your comfort zone. We got children. Don't want to leave mama and daddy roof and branch out on their own. Some got wife. And some got husband. But you don't want to step out on the faith that we testify on the mountain that we got in God. Hey. Oh, I'm talking to us. We testify on the mountain. But it's coming a time we're going to have to shut up, put up, straighten up. Mm-hmm. Because faith without works is dead. It's never nothing wrong to be at your house. And if God has chosen you and called you and ordained you to a work and applied a work to your hand, and I say this and I'm going to stand on it, and if I'm wrong, God, I want you to reveal it to me, that a true woman, a man of God, a true man, a woman of God, are true. I'm not saying they're not true, because some pastors have done things that to try to protect the person or the flock, or they think the person not ready or not. I never know if you can stand if you never left my home. I never know if my children can survive a storm or situations and circumstances if they hadn't left the home. They didn't have me. What Jesus told them, then they didn't have no need to pray because I'm here. What you did? Hey, the chief is there, so I'm covered. You know what I'm saying? They ain't have to be responsible for nothing. The disciples didn't have to be responsible casting out no devils. Because the chief was there with them.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm going away. That was God. I'm going away. And I want you to be ready. They're not going to be around here always. Mom and dad are not going to be here always. Grandmama not going to be here always. We got to learn how to stand. Mm-hmm. On what you know. So I believe, well, come the time I got to, I do believe, but I got to come the time I got to know that I know that I know. Mm-hmm. He does not retain his anger forever, thank God, because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our. You will cast all our sin into the depths of the sea. Now, there God will. But he said, now go and sin no more. I don't pardon you here. I don't forgive you there. Now go sin no more. And a lot of people say, well, will you forgive me? Forgiving and not repenting, what good is that? Now, I said forgive me. But when you repent, that means you turn. You don't continue in that act. You don't continue to do that same thing over and over. When you repent, you turn from it. Say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did that. You might go and commit it again. Because there's no repentance thing yet. Become sorry, for godly sorrow do work its repentance. I know people have said, I'm sorry, I won't do that again, and go right back and commit the same crime. If it ain't never, I'm talking about pinching off the bread or getting a piece of candy and saying, Mama, don't whoop me this time. I promise I won't do it again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mama. I'm sorry. Don't whoop me this time. No, don't punish me this time, Daddy. I won't do it again. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to let you buy again that mercy. 2 weeks down the road, they do it again. But the next time, the punishment got a little bit harsh. Wow, because they didn't do no repentance. They didn't turn. And then they went and did it, committed again. And they thought they'd get by again. And that's why some of the people in the house of God, they're blind. Think we're getting by. Because you've been doing it for so long that it'll become a way of life. And ain't nothing happened to you yet? Think nothing going to happen? Keep living. Let it keep on. Because it hadn't happened don't mean nothing not happened. Because God taking good records. So God wants us to turn. Turn tonight from these old simple ways and things. And God told us the working of the flesh cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He told us whoremongering can't, adulterers can't, fornicators can't, liars can't, murderers can't, thieves can't, idolatry can't. He told us the working of the flesh, the things that cannot inherit it. the kingdom of God, except we repent and turn from our wicked ways and commit our lives in the hands of the Almighty God. And we repent and be baptized, every last one of us, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin. And then let God baptize us in the spirit of the living God, the Holy Ghost. Be baptized in the Holy Ghost. There's nothing worth us losing our soul. I hadn't seen a man worth me losing my soul. I have not seen one. I declare. I have not seen a man, I don't care what he got to offer me, worth me losing my soul. And there's no woman worth you losing your soul. Demon ain't worth losing your soul. By truth, brothers, not worth you losing your soul. It's nothing, absolute nothing. But we got a choice to make. We got a choice to make. God is calling us into holiness. What is holiness? That's not a bad word. That's a clean word. God is calling us in pureness and righteousness and loveliness. God is calling us into that. So why he keep going? Because somewhere down the line, some of us not listening. We ain't got the message yet. A message keep coming because we missing them up somewhere. And God would that none be lost, but that we all come to repentance. You wish all your children grow up, get a good education, get a degree, and go follow the dream. But then you tell them, babe, I don't care where you go. You better take the Lord along with you because I promise you're going to need him now. Don't you make one decision to go nowhere until you consult God. It's good you consult me. Consult God and ask the Lord, what direction do you have me to go in, Father? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I got my degree. But what city or state would you have me to go in? So my gift could make room for me. What would you have me to do with my life?
Mm-hmm.
What would you have me to do? I already done submitted my life to you, committed my life to you. Now, I'm at a rock and hard place because I don't want to go nowhere if you not going to be there. I don't want to go. I don't want to be nowhere where you are not there, Lord. I don't want to be nowhere where your spirit is not there. And I definitely don't want you to take your spirit away from me. Oh, I love dancing and I love singing. Can't do it that well, do what I can do. I do. But all that going to cease. Tongues going to cease. Coming back a pure in heart. God is making that remnant ready. You hear me? And they hear the call. Trust me. Hey! They hear it. They feel it. And when you hear people that had, they don't go to church, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't go to church. They'll tell you, I don't know what it is. Ow! Glory be to God. Ow! They'll say, I feel something that I never felt before. And I'm sensing something. I'm sensing God. Presence. Oh. Don't go to church now. Presence. They feel like something getting ready to happen. I can't explain it. I never had this feeling before. I never had this thought before. Like God making me ready for something big getting ready to happen. They don't go to church every Sunday. They don't go to every revival. Now, I'm not telling you not to go. Don't tell your pastor I told you that either. Because I didn't say that. I said, listen to your surroundings. Listen at the people in your inner circle. Listen at family members. I don't know what this is. I can't shake it. Again, I'm having dreams. I never dreamed. I'm having dreams about things that happen. It is so close. Look, kids having vision. Children. I see. My granddaughter, 3 years old, spent the night with me on that Monday, not this past week, the other week. Guess what she told me? Sitting in the chair, she said, I said, yeah, baby. She said, they're Dallas. I said, where? Right there. I said, where's Dallas? Show me Dallas. She said, Nana, you'll see Dallas. That Dallas right there. Guess what? I believed her. I believe that she actually, God showed her a vision of Dallas. Her sister was present, was in the house. She said, oh. But her natural body went at my house. But that baby says, Nana, you see Dallas. I want to disencourage her. I said, okay. I said, okay. I said, but you know, you got to get your a bath so you can go to bed, right? She said, yeah, I see Dallas. Dallas got to go to school. Dallas go to school in the morning. I said, then Dallas going to go to school in the morning. That's not the first time she don't see stuff. And not just the very physical thing. I watch my surroundings with dogs. I watch it. Because they are sensitive things. And most sensitive some of us. We got to get our spiritual man awakened. We got to get awakened. We got to get it awakened. Come on, we got to wake up out this sleep. And I'm going to close this down now. I'm closing it down. No one wouldn't talk with me, but one, I thank her for coming in, talking and chiming in. I didn't get to everything, but I'm thankful for the platform tonight, talking about God's mercy. God's grace. God's mercy. Tonight. Because I'm going to read this in your hearing, and I'm going to leave it alone. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. That's favor. Grace is love. Care and stoop and rescue. Grace is God's best idea. His decision to rescue passionately and to restore was lost. Grace is most needed and best understood in the midst of sin, suffering, and brokenness. We live in a world earning and these results and judgment. That is why everyone wants and needs grace. Judgment kills. Only grace makes us alive. Ain't that all right? Mm-hmm. Ain't that all right? Mm-hmm. Judgment kills. Only grace make us alive. Somebody get a little bad news about you, can't holler. Stop some people's feet just got an itch. They got to run to tell the bad news that would kill your influence. Only grace make us alive. And if you got it, show some grace. Grace make us alive. 2 Samuel 24:14. David said to God, I am deep distressed to the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great but do not let me fall into the hands of human beings. They ain't seen enough of God to know. Ain't seen enough of man to know, because he's a man himself. He's a human himself. And James 2 and 13 says, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Now listen at this. Now listen, listen. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful to others. Mercy trumps. Mercy trumps over judgment. Ain't that all right? Ain't that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Mercy trumps over judgment. Ain't that all right?
Oh, yes.
I thank God for each of you all tonight. Thank God for your patience. I thank God for this time and this platform that was given tonight. Just want to come and share a little with you tonight about the grace and the mercy of God, and that we should be full of God's grace and mercy, that we can show it to others. And that's the only way others are going to be able to come to Christ, even though they transgress against you. And when you forgive them for their transgression, and they know they was not worthy of it, and then they can say, Lord, I didn't deserve it, but she forgave or he forgave me. I know there's got to be a God, and I know that hurted them to the core. Now I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm asking you to cleanse me, wash me, and I'm asking you to come into my life, God, because what I did was so wrong. It was so wrong. I brought some extreme hurt upon these people. And it's had to take your love for these people to do this. They have to know that you are a living God. They got to know you, not talking of you, but to know you. I took one of their children's lives, Father. And they said, I forgive you. And I pray that you find the Lord. I forgive you for what you've done. But I'm going to let this be between you and God. Because God don't want you lost. God wants to save your soul. He wants to turn your life around. See, great, great mercy. Great mercy. And somebody's life can change when they done you so low down and dirty. And we live so rotten, but God still loves us. And he still gave his only begotten son. And he still, Jesus loved me so much, he looked beyond my rottenness.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the cross for me and for you. And he gave his life. Nobody took it. No man took it. He gave it willingness for us. And all he's asking us to do is to accept him as our personal Savior. Let him wash and cleanse us of all our iniquities. And let him be baptized in us, come in us, and to live in us, through us, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. He ain't asking you to do what he did. He ain't asking you to let somebody nail you on a cross. But now we all got our cross to bear. He said, let every man bear his own burden. And then he said, y'all bear ye one another burden. But he reminds you, too, now you got to carry your loads up down. Mm-hmm. Tonight is your night. Tonight is our night. It's time for us to get everything that shouldn't be in them, pull it out. We got to pull all everything that we think is hid, because you know what? God see everything that we do, and we can make excuse, I do it because of this and that, blah, 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 blah. But when it comes down to the real nitty-gritty, he said, I'm talking to my people.
that has my word and know my ways. That's where that came in with many strikes. Much judgment. Or harsher. And you did nothing about what you know. You stayed in your state. And you didn't have to. Because you know I'm a God of mercy. Hey! You know I'm faithful to my word. If you're still slipping and tipping, you could come. In your heart, you know you want to do it. You want everything God got to offer you. But you got only one thing hinders you. The Lord loves you. God is so in love with you that he would that none perish, that he's still pleading. Out of all he don't take it out. Have you ever asked yourself, Lord, out of all the death all around me, what you left me? Thank you. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Thank
glory. Glory.
Oh, bless the name.
Glory,
bless the name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, the motion.
Woo, glory be to God. Hey, I can't help it, Saints. He left me standing. He left me standing. Hey, he left you standing. He left you standing, Saints. He left you
standing.
And he begging tonight. Come on. He left me standing. He could have took me out. Could have took my child out. Could have took my grandchild out. Niece and nephews out. Cousins out. But he left us standing. Do you ever ask the question? Glory to your name, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. They're falling all around me, Father. But you left me standing. You left me standing. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Holy Ghost. Hi, glory to God. You left me standing. You left me standing. Still standing. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're still standing. You're still standing. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're still standing. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're still standing. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're standing tonight. We're standing tonight. Oh, we're standing tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whosoever will let him come. 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 If you bow down, you can come. Oh, and if you confuse, sure enough, you can come. If you spent the last summer and you really don't know what to do, why don't you come? You can come if your heart is broken into pieces. Why don't you come? Come on, come on, come on. You can come if you need strength. You can come. Just don't know what way to go. I'm here to tell us, come on, come on to Jesus. You can come. We can come tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We can come tonight. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. Ask the question, Lord, why did you leave me standing? Why? Been to many funerals. Homegoing, they call them. Funerals, they call them. Someone transitioned. Someone passed. Someone died. All different names. but they have left this side. I can't say where no one is because I have never died of that type. But my hope is they are with the Lord. That's my hope. But God left me standing, saints. He left my son standing. He left my daughter standing. He left my grandchildren standing. He don't left the great-grand standing, nieces and nephews standing, in-laws standing. One got up out of here, the father-in-law, but God left us there. Sister-in-law overcame COVID. Brother-in-law, niece-in-laws, we're standing. We're still standing. We're here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're here tonight. Tonight is tonight to make the very difference that you need in your life. And Jesus want to do it for us. If there not be one, anyone to have need of special prayer, I'm sorry. Was anyone trying to come over Star 6?
And the lines are open. Someone just came up on the platform. Take your phone off of mute.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Press star 6 again. Press star
thank
6.
You.
There you go.
Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I enjoyed the word. This is Sister Kathy. I would like to get prayer for strength.
Prayer for strength. Hold on, Sister Kathy. Just one moment. Sister Kathy. I got your name now.
Thank you.
Strength. Okay. God bless you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
I would like to, this is Ella Mason, Felicia. I would like to request prayer. I was diagnosed with COVID on yesterday, and I would like to have prayer.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Anyone else?
The lines are open. Okay, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. We enjoy the message of tonight. Amen. Elder.
Bless you. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Kind of getting it confused. Amen. But asking prayer tonight. Amen. For my sister. Amen. And their family. Amen. We just lost. Amen. My brother-in-law, Bishop O'Neill, an hour ago. Amen. So
oh,
asking prayer for O'Neill's family.
The O'Neill?
Yes, ma'am.
Only your family.
You. Thank you so much.
God bless you, evangelist. God bless you, my Lord. Anyone else?
Yes, the lines are open. The lines are open, people of God. If you have a request, you can just come forth. The lines are open.
If not, we don't go to the throne of grace, okay? I'm asked one more time. There's anyone have need of prayer or anyone you know have need of prayer? At this time, the line is already open. All you got to do is just begin to speak, okay? I don't want to leave anyone out.
Go ahead. I do have a request, woman of God, just asking prayer for the Jackson family. They lost their brother today, so we want to lift the Jackson family up in prayer.
Jackson family, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay. Father God of all knowing and all seeing and all understanding, God,
yes,
and gracious God, the Most High God, the God of all creation,
yes,
Father of all, we approach you tonight in the name of Jesus, the throne of grace. We come, Father God, on the behalf of your people. First, we ask you, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for your people. We thank you for the souls of your people, far and near. Father, in the name,
yes,
of Jesus, we ask to let your word fall on good ground.
Yes.
Let it fall on good ground, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And Lord God, we ask you tonight from all,
yes,
our iniquity, that known and unknown sin, Father, weakness,
mm-hmm,
and God, these desires, we ask that you forgive us and you cleanse us and you wash us. Everything that's just not like you,
yes,
that's just not like you, make our pathway straight.
Good
and
now,
as we bring tonight,
good
as we bring Sister Kathy, she asked him for strength. God is, because the sister declares, God, boom, wherever she have need of your strength tonight, wherever she likes strength tonight, we declare and decree on this night of the Lord Jesus Christ that strength goes to Sister Kathy in the name of Jesus. Wherever strength have need of in her life, strengthen her now,
yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus. Build her up from the inside out, in the name of Jesus. In the name,
Jesus,
of Jesus, heal. If there be brokenness, in,
yes,
the name,
Jesus,
of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and as we approach the throne of grace, and while we're standing before you tonight, we bring Elder Mason. Cause it's a small matter to you, in the name of Jesus. We know healing, healing, healing is in the wings. The healing is in your wings. We know, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you are God, that you are able to heal. We know you are God, able to deliver. We know you are God, able to set free. Well, we know you are God, able to mend old meals. We know you are,
yes,
God, able to lift the old meal family. We know you are,
yes,
God, able to carry the heaven low. We know you are God. Hey, mighty God. Mighty God. Brave. Brave God.
Yes,
you're God, you're God that able to mend,
yes,
the brokenhearted tonight.
Yes,
you are.
Yes,
you're God that able to turn around every situation and circumstance. You're God,
yes,
you're God. And besides you, there's none likened unto you. You God. Hey, mighty God. Mighty God.
Yes,
you're crying to creep tonight on the behalf of Elder Mason, the O'Neill Jackson family, Sister Kathy. We declare and creep on this night of our Lord Jesus Christ. Strength to the family. Encouragement to the family. Uplifting to the family. In the name,
yes,
of Jesus, healing to this family. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere they hurt, everywhere they hurt, everywhere they hurt, everywhere they hurt, heal, God. Everywhere they hurt.
Yes, Lord.
Everywhere. Everywhere. It's a mind-boggling thing. And I want you to heal the mind.
Yes, Jesus.
We declare and decree tonight
Mm-hmm.
We declare and decree over every soul that came to this line tonight. We declare and decree tonight that the captives are set free. We declare and decree on this night of the Lord Jesus Christ, the sick is healed. We declare and decree on this night. Souls are saved and delivered. If you only but believe. Only but believe and accept God's word and his messenger. Every need be met. In every household. In the name of Jesus. And pulling down the strongholds, we declare and decree the enemy camp got to come down. In the name of Jesus. The enemy has no dominion. None. Sickness has none. None. We ask you also strengthen and be with the Barnes family. Be with their family.
Yes, Jesus.
Because what hurt her sister, it bothers her. What bothers Mason, it bothers me. What bothers Bradley, it bothers me. What bothers Kathy, it bothers me. In a way that I could take you to the throne of grace. Now, Father God, you declare in your word that when I pray, if I but believe, I shall have those things that I ask of you. And you declare I can cast my cares upon you because you care for me. These people are my care tonight. And I have cast them up on you tonight because you're able. You're able. You're God able to do anything but fail. And we knowing it's absolutely nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all things. This we pray, cover now with the shed blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind his cross. Father God, we ask you to rebuke death and accident from all for the corner of the earth for those that are traveling by highways, byways, and airways and every other ways that they're traveling, Father. Waterways, in the name of Jesus. And those that are coming from work and got to go to work, be with them. Shield and protect them from small hurt, harm, and danger, all manner of sickness and diseases. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. And amen, and amen. God bless you. God be with you. God keep you. Minister Bradley.
Amen. Amen. And amen tonight. Amen. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Amen tonight. So much was said tonight, people of God, to make us consider, to make us think. Amen, Jesus, to make us look back. Glory to God, to where we were, glory to God, and to look forward to where God is taking us. Amen. We know, people of God, that we're not getting there on a landslide. Amen. But it's surely by God's grace and by his mercy. Amen. Glory be to God. Only by his grace and his mercies. And we're thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for this word. Amen. How it came, people of God, again, to help us to look at ourselves, to see where we stand, amen, so that we can allow the word to look at us. As we're looking at the word, allow that word to look at us, amen. Sometimes we think we're standing in truth, glory to God. Sometimes we really think we're standing in truth, our truth, amen. But people of God, it's the truth of God. It's only the truth of God, only the mercies of God that we stand. Why are we standing? Why? Here we are, we're yet standing. Amen. Glory to God. But people of God, the Lord has need of us. He has need of us. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For this word on tonight. Glory to God. So much has been given again. Glory to God, to make us think. And to make us consider, to make us repent, amen, glory to God, to lead us to repentance, glory to God, not just to ask for forgiveness, but to repent, that we can turn around, amen, that the Lord would turn us around, amen, Jesus, and truly give us ordered steps, amen. Glory to God. I thank God, amen, for this word on tonight. Glory to God, even in considering David, amen. David had come to a place, glory to God, where he understood the mercies and the sure mercies of God. Amen. Once you come to understand the mercies and the truth of God, people of God, it makes you humble. Mm-hmm. It makes you humble. Glory be to God. Amen. It makes you humble. Glory to God. Because we realize, amen, we realize that we're nothing in our own strength, nothing in our own power. But again, it's surely by the mercies of God. Amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight, amen, for this word. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Ali. We give God thanks for you. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for yielding yourself. Glory to God, people of God. Every now and then we have to slow it down. Hey, just slow it down. Amen. And just look within. Amen. To see what manner of people we are. Amen. Glory to God. And realize that there's really nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. But whatever state we may have been in, amen, we don't have to remain there. Amen. She showed us the love of God, the compassion of God. Amen. The mercies of God, the truth of God. Amen. Glory to God, because it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. We can go on and on and on. But people of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast. You can get a copy of the broadcast. You can simply text on tonight the number 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, tonight you can get a copy for our international listeners via WhatsApp, and you just text us. Amen. You can simply text us, and the number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Don't forget as well, you can go out on our Facebook page, listen to any of our messages that are already there. Amen. Glory to God as well. You can go out to the web. Amen. And just type in Prayer News Network. Amen. Prayer News Network. And there you can get copies of the broadcast as well as copies for those who like podcasts. Amen. You can listen to the podcast. Amen. Messages there as well. But we give God thanks. We give God praise. We just want to repeat one more time, amen, for our listeners. If you hear of anyone who's not able to get in on the broadcast, or if their phone carrier is saying that they are going to charge them for the call, they can dial this number. I want to give it out again. We gave it out at the beginning of the broadcast, but I want to give it out again. And that number is 1-223-308-3018. Again, that's 223-308-3018. Amen. If there's charges that apply and your carrier is saying that I charge you for the call, you can certainly dial that number. And again, for our international listeners, amen, we are looking to work around. We just want you to know that we have heard you, amen, from other countries, and we're trying to see how we can as well get you, amen, on the into the platform, no cost to you as well. Amen. God bless you again on tonight. God bless you, Minister Ali. We appreciate you so much. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for availing yourself on tonight, these words of wisdom, these words of understanding, amen, that we can certainly grow by. Amen. We can put away the milk, amen. And the woman of God said, amen, we have to become meat eaters. Amen. It's getting tough out there, people of God.
not getting tough. It is tough. Amen. Lord God, but we know that we're in this world, but not of this world. Amen, Jesus. And if we just continue to walk by faith, walk in the mercies of God, the truth of God, amen, Jesus, he will take us safely through. Amen. And we will find ourselves in light. We will find ourselves in light in the world because somebody needs to see Jesus. Oh, yeah. Somebody needs to see Jesus, glory to God. They need to see, glory to God, him in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are that people. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, Minister Olive, we thank God for you. We just want to, amen, speak a word. Amen. Pray a word of prayer. Oh, glory to God over you on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you yet again on tonight. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this word. We're thanking you tonight for your messenger. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for all that has been said, all that has been declared, all that has been spoken. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, and we declare and we decree that your word should not return unto you void. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for your servant. We're asking that you bless her even now in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you would bless her going out, bless her coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Father, we're praying her strength even now. We pray her strength. Glory to God. We pray her strength, glory to God, even as she ministers to others. We pray her strength even now. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for being a light. For being a light in her life. We thank you now in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you tonight that you would cover her. We're asking that you would shield her now in thy precious name, Jesus. And we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid, glory to God, retaliation even now in the precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would cover her. Cover her in your blood. Cover her in your anointing, oh God. And we're thanking you for the work that you've begun in her life. We're thanking you for the stirring. We're thanking you, glory be to God. We're thanking you for the stirring even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God, for open doors. We're thanking you now, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. We're thanking you for causing your face to shine upon her in the precious name of Jesus. And we bless you. We honor and we glorify you for this night in thy precious name, Jesus. We do pray in every heart on tonight. Amen, 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 amen. And so is tonight. Glory be to God. And we, again, woman of God, thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for availing yourself. People of God, we want to invite you to come back on tomorrow. Amen. Come on back tomorrow night. Amen. We're thanking the Lord. Listen, don't forget. Start preparing your heart. Start preparing your mind. Amen, Jesus. We're going into consecration. Amen. The first of February. Amen. Some of you perhaps have already consecrated and fasting. Amen. With your local churches. Glory to God. But amen. We would like to. Amen. Because this line, amen, was built. Amen. The Lord, amen, built this work. Amen, through prayer and fasting. Amen. So every year, we dedicate time, amen, Jesus, that we just lay out before the Lord. Glory be to God. And during this time, amen, Jesus, glory to God, I just feel, amen, another prayer revival during the fast. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want you to start preparing your hearts and preparing your minds. Amen, Jesus, so that we can hear what does that the Lord. It's a time of strengthening, amen, a time of strengthening for the body of Christ, amen. And we'll certainly give you those dates, glory to God, give you the format, amen, of what the Lord would have us do in the days ahead, amen. Glory be to God. Just begin to think on those things, amen. Start preparing your spirit, amen. Start sanctifying yourself. Glory be to God. And as the scripture declares, he'll sanctify us whole. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you, God. Amen, Jesus, for other remarks and for the dismissal, the blessing of the line and the dismissal. You have the platform.
God bless you. God bless each of you all tonight. God bless you for coming, and thank God for your patience and your long-suffering. God bless you. May God be with you. May God's face shine upon you tonight, you and your family. May the God watch over you, and may the Lord God give you sweet sleep tonight. In the name of Jesus, may God, I know he will give his anger charge over you. I know he will give his anger charge over your life. And I know goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the days of your life and beauty and band. We thank and we praise God for each of you all tonight. And we thank and praise God for the blood of Jesus that covers you and keeping you and washing you. Now cover, God, the shed blood of Jesus. Hide even not behind the cross. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Love you. Love y'all. And good night.
I bless you, people of God.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.